Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, why not kick your opponents when they're down? At least, that seems to be the attitude of the Employment Policies Institute, an anti-labor front group. After Republicans accused Acorn of voter fraud, the Employment Policies Institute ran a full-page ad in the New York Times, accusing Acorn of union busting, failing to pay its employees the minimum wage, and misusing government grants. What is the Employment Policies Institute? It's one of several front groups run by industry lobbyist Rick Berman. For years, EPI has fought Acorn campaigns to increase the minimum wage at the state and national levels. EPI said it ran the ad to show that Acorn's, quote, corrupt and fraudulent practices, end quote, don't stop at voter registration. Acorn denies the industry-funded group's accusations.
A well-connected exile group with high-level Republican Party contacts spending lots of money on public relations. Sound familiar? Except this time, it's not Iraq. It's Iran. The Council for a Democratic Iran recently hired the Livingston Group, a lobbying and PR firm. The Virginia-based group paid the firm $300,000 in the third quarter of 2008 alone. Its Livingston Group lobbyists include Lori Fitzpagato, who helped sell the first Gulf War when she worked at Hill & Knowlton. The founder and head of the Council for a Democratic Iran is Dr. Behrouz Behboudi. He's an oil entrepreneur who was born in Iran and is a personal friend of Iran-Contra figure Oliver North and Christian Coalition founder Pat Robertson. In 2007, Behboudi warned that if Iran's leaders didn't change their stance soon, quote, what happened to Saddam Hussein will happen in Iran too, end quote.
They seem like ads from a liberal advocacy group.
They look to us to protect them, teach them, tuck them in at night. But for parents without health insurance, a visit to the doctor could be more than they can afford. So in Congress, Arlen Specter and Bob Casey helped pass health care coverage for uninsured children.
But surprise, the ads were actually paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. Why is an industry group spending more than $13 million on ads praising Democrats who supported a children's health care bill? For two reasons. The drug industry knows it doesn't have a good public image, and Democrats will likely increase their control of Congress in 2009. The main drug industry group, Pharma, has also shifted its political donations. For years, Pharma donated overwhelmingly to Republicans. It's now splitting its campaign contributions between the two major parties. Pharma's also working with unions to support universal health care bills at the state and local levels. The head of an industry-funded health care advocacy group explained, quote, I think they realize that the only way to have any serious respect is to start working towards solving the health care problems, end quote.
The United States has been harshly criticized for some of its PR campaigns in Iraq. Now an Iraqi political party is launching its own PR effort in the United States. The Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq plans to spend $20,000 a month to educate U.S. policymakers and the general public about, quote, Iraqi Islamic culture. The Bush administration supports the party, which is a powerful part of the opposition to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's group. The Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq is also supported by the Iranian government.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Faken, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned lobbyist Rick Berman. Berman's lobbying firm works for major food, alcohol, and tobacco companies, many of which also fund his front groups. The front groups, in turn, pay Berman's lobbying firm for management services. Berman once explained that his goal is to discredit the labor, environmental, and health groups, often at odds with his industry clients. Activists, quote, drive consumer behavior on meat, alcohol, fat, sugar, tobacco, and caffeine, he explained, so he must, quote, attack their credibility. Berman's many front groups include the Employment Policies Institute, the Center for Consumer Freedom, the American Beverage Institute, and the Center for Union Facts.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.